Community radio for Plymouth. This is Cross Rhythms.
This is Cross Rhythms and this is Community Matters. I'm Ian Pilkington and our guest today joining us on the telephone is Angela Clements, who is the Chief Executive of an organisation called Fair for You. Good day to you, Angela.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you giving us your time. I'll do a little bit of an intro and then you can completely correct me on what I've got wrong. Is that okay?
So, yeah, of course.
Fair for You is a social enterprise lender and together with Plymouth City Council, they've joined forces to offer a transparent and affordable credit to Plymouth families who are finding it difficult to access mainstream finance. And they offer the opportunity for people to shop for brand new essentials like fridges, washing machines, cots and baby paraphernalia at regular high street prices on their digital high street and to buy them on low-cost credit with affordable weekly or fortnightly repayments. Now, I'm singing off the hymn sheet there. I hope I got that right, Angela.
Yes, that's not a bad summary. Thank you very much.
Well, so you're offering, and we'll unpack this a little bit as we go through, but offering an opportunity for people to buy where they otherwise couldn't afford it and to do that in a way that's going to really work well for them, in a nutshell.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've set up a challenger to the weekly payment stores, some of the high-cost weekly payment stores that that you see on the high streets. My background is running a credit union, and we found that individually credit unions were struggling to combat these very large chains of weekly payment stores that made you pay sort of £1,326 for a fridge freezer. Mm. Some of it feels just wrong, really. So the original premise was that we were just going to try and compete with them head on. When we actually did our research, we found that people wanted something slightly different. They wanted flexible, supportive payments, a lot of visibility and clarity of what they were paying. But yes, they need quality branded items because you can't afford to replace them quickly. So that was an essential part of what we put together.
So tell us a little bit about your background then, Angela, because I understand you've been involved in finance for quite a while, haven't you?
All my life, yeah. I think. I'm sorry, and I'm not going to say how old I am, but I was in banking most of my life, and then I ran a credit union in Birmingham City Centre, actually, for 5 years, a community-based credit union. And, you know, that I felt always went... we were very positive in the way that we were able to help people in the community. I think credit unions do a great job. The difficulty is that you have these large companies that come along and set up big chains and they have huge marketing budgets, and that's really tough for an individual credit union to compete against. So my background is, and well, my whole career has been in lending. So we were able to get some grant funding and do some consumer research about what people really needed in their borrowing, lending to people. It needs to actually fit their lifestyles. And we found a lot of people were struggling, particularly lower income families would struggle because they had 0 hours contracts, they had fluctuation of income. So it wasn't just that they were hit with large bills or unexpected expense that threw their budget out, so they had to go and get credit when they needed to replace an essential item. It was also that they were then getting hit by penal costs and charges because their income was fluctuating as well as their expenditure. So you put all that together and you think, well, it needs a new bit of thinking, really. So that is why our loans, you set your budget, you set your repayment. So if you can afford £10 a week or whatever you feel is appropriate, that's what you set up at the point that you take the loan at. And we don't have any salesmen that will be on commission or trying to sell you more items. What we're trying to do is make sure the loan's affordable for you and then support you through that.
That sounds really good. We're going to take a break for some music, Angela, if that's okay. And we'll be right back with you, hearing a little bit more about the work you're doing and the reasons behind it. You're listening to Cross Rhythms Community Matters, talking with Angela Clements, Chief Exec and Founder of Fair For You. You'll be hearing a lot about them in Plymouth over the coming weeks. And we'll be hearing some more from Angela right after this.
Cross Rhythms Plymouth.
Welcome back, or if you just joined us, welcome. This is Community Matters, and I'm talking with Angela Clements, who's the Chief Executive at Fair4U, an alternative lender offering people on low incomes a more flexible way to buy services. You mentioned earlier on, Angela, Fair4U, the charity, Fair4U, the social enterprise, community interest company. I think those are good points to bring out. Can you expand a little bit more on why you've set up the organisation through a charity and a CIC?
Yeah, well, we found it was the best way to make sure that we secured the mission lock of what we were trying to do. I mean, I grew up in a world that had a trustee savings bank that was really a trustee savings bank. And the point was that we wanted to make sure that it never ended up being owned by another investor. So the point is that the charity was set up to own the CIC. The CIC trades under a normal lending license, just in the normal way. The only difference is that it doesn't and can never have a very greedy owner that takes out lots of profits. It is a very genuine not-for-profit, and that is actually held and secured in a very strong governance and legal state. And that's really important for our customers to have that confidence that it's not just that they're not going to get ripped off today, but that actually the whole structure is set up so that it looks after and it is designed to actually prove benefits to our customers. There is nobody in our business more important than our customers, and to have secured that in the structure and the legal structure was very, very important to us.
Now, I guess that's tough for people nowadays. I mean, cynicism levels are high, and for people to hear that, but from our understanding here as a community radio station, a charity, we know that there's nothing we can do outside of our charity M&As, and if we step outside of those, we're accountable, and we have to give due account of what's going on. So similar process for you guys. The CIC can't operate outside the M&As of the charity then?
No, absolutely. We've set a very strong, we call it our mission lock, but it means that we can't basically suddenly decide that we're going to put interest rates up or that we're going to suddenly start adding lots of fees in and we're going to start making a lovely profit and whatever else with that. There is a very strong mission lock in there that is, it's all around alleviating the unnecessary poverty that is created by high-cost credit.
Now, that's quite a journey there then, because without in any way wishing to lump any kind of group of people or business in one stereotypical group, you were in banking and you've moved from that into something that is fully focused. Now, obviously, you must have had a heart going all through it that was focused on people anyway. But what was it that made you switch from what was, looking at your profile, quite a high-profile banking career into credit unions? What was it in your own life that made you think, I want to go that route?
Oh, I think like a lot of people, I lost faith in what I was doing. I joined banking a long time ago when it was a service sector and when it was about providing a really good service for our customers. It's hard for a lot of people that may be listening to you to perhaps think of banks in that way. But when I was a girl, that's what banking was, and I got my banking qualifications, and I was very proud to be a professional banker and providing high-quality banking services. And I lost that. I lost the faith in all of that because it became a sales industry. And I thought when I joined a credit union and I was running the credit union, actually, I thought that we would put in banking systems and processes and we would run more efficiently but actually deliver real community benefits. My sadness over the 5 years that I was running the credit union is that actually they are amazing organizations. But we had, as I say, bigger challenges to take on, really. Because banks do not lend where they can't see a significant profit, in my opinion. That is maybe quite controversial, but that is how I see it. As a result, they've left a very big space where some very aggressive, really unpleasant lending businesses have come in, very often based abroad, very often equity-owned, with people taking very large income and profits out. And the people that suffer for all of that is the customers that have to use them because they have few good alternatives. And that is what Fair4U came from and was all about. And you're right, I was very fortunate to be quite well paid as a banker. I'm afraid nothing like what they say in the papers about my, certainly not my, I didn't. But having said that, it did leave me in a position where I was able to say, actually, do you know, I want to do something better. That is a privileged position that a lot of my customers aren't in.
That's great. Thanks for that. It's very, very clear what's coming across, Angela. We'll be back to hear more from Angela about the work of Fair For You right after this.
Community Radio for Plymouth. This is Cross Rhythms.
Cross Rhythms all day, every day actually, and talking with Angela Clements from Fair For You. From Fair For You, or is Fair For You from Angela Clements? You founded the whole thing. Did you found it, was it your idea, Angela, or were there people with you and you got together? How did it come about?
Well, I can say that it was my idea and I founded it, but I have to tell you that there is a whole army of people all around me and behind me and very often in front of me, and certainly picking me up and keeping it going, because it's hard work, and you wouldn't believe for 1 minute that a single person would be able to set all of this up. So, so I'm happy to share that burden.
I can imagine the compliance issues are huge on that kind of thing. Just to pick up on the credibility factor of what you're doing, you're a not-for-profit organisation, which is interesting in the world of lending. I know there's some others out there, but not-for-profit. All of your charitable accreditation, which secures you and gives you what you've called your mission lock, so you stay on track for people. And also, Plymouth City Council have awarded you the Buy With Confidence accreditation, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, that was quite a grueling process, oddly enough, but actually it's a really fabulous statement. I believe at this point we're the only lender to have that, but they did actually speak to our customers. They looked through all of our processes, systems, and made sure that we are what we say we are, which is absolutely right. Trading Standards wouldn't put their brand on something that isn't. And the fact that they actually then talked to my customers as well as part of that process, so they actually listened to people saying, yeah, no, it was what it said. They did exactly what they said they did, in that, you know, we get back to people really quickly. We get the loan agreed quickly. We make sure that the items are delivered quickly. But more than that, you know, we talk people through the process. We take away the mystic bit about where you think you're signing a credit agreement for one amount, and then it turns out there's a load of other little fees or lots of bits added to it. And certainly the feedback from our customers so far is brilliant. It's just, it keeps us going. It's a really grueling time for a very small team. It's exhausting really at days, but what keeps us really motivated is just how fabulous that the feedback has been from customers who have used other high-cost lenders. Almost all of our customers have used a high-cost lender of one sort or another, and the comparison is huge. But in part, that is because we developed it based on everything we learned through our consumer research. We spent a good 12 months developing it and asking people for what they needed, and we built it on that basis. That is a unique thing that I didn't think I would ever see in my lifetime, and it might not be the answer to every problem or every type of lending that's out there, but in terms of people that need to buy items for their home, I think it helps a certain solution that is very niche.
Yeah, and you're talking about items that are really in a modern day context essentials in some cases for home living. We're talking about fridges, we're talking about freezers and washing machines and things for caring for babies and children, as well as, you know, furniture. These things are, we're not talking about financing yachts and holidays, are we? So
no, they're not. I mean, our average loan tends to be about £300. Important items like a washing machine in a family household, what we learned through our research was that people needed to know if they could have that washing machine the same day. They didn't necessarily need it delivered that day, but it was a really crisis time. And we found in particular, I mean, single parents were particularly vulnerable when they were working because of the worries about taking time off work and the stress and everything else that went with it. So it's really interesting as to how stressed people are and how bad decisions people make when they're under huge pressure. And the point about it being a fridge freezer or a washing machine is you can't, when you have children or when you have a family home, or if you have somebody that you're caring for in that home, you can't live without it. It is an essential now. So those are the kind of items that we have. And when we set up to create the solution, such as it started off being, we actually ensured that we had free delivery on the items, that we could make sure we had delivery within 3 days, and that things that we were asked for, like taking away the packaging, taking away the old item without charge, was really important for a lot of people. And the only exception to that is if somebody buys a bed and the old mattress is taken away, there is a health and safety issue, so there's a small fee for that to remove it and to take it to the appropriate place to whatever they do with it. Do you know, I don't know what they do with it, but it has to go somewhere special.
It goes to the appropriate recycling plant.
It definitely must do, but absolutely. So the point being that we have literally built it from all of the stresses that people told us they experienced when something essential in the household was needed.
So you've really tailored a solution for people, listening to what their problems and needs are, taking that interview and then creating a solution from there.
We did, which is probably why the feedback. I mean, if anybody takes the time to look at our website, the Trustpilot reviews we've now put on there, because I think people were not believing our reviews were genuine, but they really are. They are amazing, and it feels fabulous for my team here that work really long hours. We only closed one day over Christmas. In the last 6 months, we've been open every day, and we are open Sundays and weekends and evenings and to serve our customers. But it's wonderful when you get the feedback we get that we don't provide people with a loan or a washing machine. What we're really doing is transforming a little bit of that crisis they went through into something they can live with. That's huge, isn't it?
That is huge. And we're going to be hearing from one of Fair4U's customers in a few minutes, Angela, one of your Plymouth customers. Before we do, thank you very much for the time you've given us and to our listeners today. You must have a website address. Where do people go to find out more?
I was hoping you'd ask me that. It's www.fair4u.co.uk and fairfouyou.co.uk, Fair4U.
That's great. Angela Clements, thank you ever so much for joining us. And thank you. All the best. We'll be back with one of the customers of Fair4U and a Plymouth customer at that. We're back with a young lady called Stacey right after this.